Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. One day, my daughter Carmen and I were coming out of Busch Stadium after watching the Cardinals' home opener. It was more than just a cold nose and hot chocolate day. It was a frigid, windy, and biting day that required more than just a heavy jacket. After the game, we walked with the mass of people toward our car and passed underneath the viaduct. Perched on the cold slope of concrete sat a scrawny, shaggy, bearded man and a gaunt young woman. Neither had coats, and the woman was lying down on her back with her knees bent. Oddly enough, she had no shoes or socks on her feet. The man was asking the passerbys for help, and not one soul acknowledged their existence. I was aggravated because his pleas had fallen on deaf ears. It's as if they were invisible and only we were the only ones that heard and saw them. Not one person turned their head to look. I wondered what was wrong with this huge mass of people. Surely they could see, even if they couldn't hear. Suddenly the cold wind pierced my eyes and brought a vision of the times I had walked past a poor person and gave no thought. At the exact moment that I was passing judgment on others for not seeing, my eyes were opened. I saw all the times I would say to myself, why don't they just get a job? Who was I that could pass judgment? We stopped in our tracks as the crowd simply glided around us, and instantly, we were invisible too. As we looked at the man, his eyes were full of sadness and hopelessness as he asked, can you help us? About that time, the woman sensed that he had connected with someone. She sat up and flattened out her bent legs and bare feet. In her lap was a tiny little baby wrapped in a dirty white blanket. Mother to mother, we knew each other. There she sat cradling her baby, and there I stood holding hands with my 6-year-old baby. I looked down and quietly said, Carmen, take off your coat. As Carmen took off her coat, I also took off my coat, sweatshirt, shoes, and socks. We walked up to the woman, and I asked her to wrap the baby in my daughter's coat. I gave my sweatshirt to the man and my coat, shoes, and socks to the woman. After we did anything else that we could for them, we slowly walked back to the car, and I asked Carmen if she knew why we gave our things to the strangers. Her tiny voice replied, yes, Mommy, they needed help. And we can always get another coat. This was a divine opportunity for my daughter to feel the spirit of giving and participate in the act of giving. It was also a divine opportunity for me to learn about passing judgment. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.